You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Kenrick Thomas. Today is the day we celebrate a man who fought for civil rights in America, Martin Luther King Jr., made a way for not only African Americans, but for people around the country. He's mostly known for his powerful words and his refusal to use violence to get his point across. Dr. King is someone that many residents here on the Treasure Coast still honor.
When Martin Luther King was alive, he was an inspiration and a hope to many, many people in St. Lucie County, and I would venture to say around the world.
Reginald Floyd is the programming director for the Upward Bound program in St. Lucie County, and he is still able to witness Dr. King's impact on his community. He talks about the experience of living during the civil rights struggle.
And in America, it was a racist society. What I mean by that is there were many rules, laws, and regulations that worked against African Americans and people of color. So when Martin Luther King came along, his message was hope, justice, freedom for all.
Floyd was 14 years of age and was in the 10th grade when Dr. King was assassinated on April 4, 1968. He remembers sitting in the living room with his family watching television. The program was interrupted with the devastating news.
I know people just cried, blacks and whites all over the world cried when he was assassinated. But when that news report flashed, it was something that, it just startled. The whole world just stopped.
After King's assassination, Floyd explains problems continued to erupt.
Families were still being torn apart. People were still missing. The Ku Klux Klan in this area was still very visible. They were still terrorizing people. They were still, you would wake up in the morning and a cross would be burning in your yard or your neighbor's yard, and they were using all those tactics to scare people and intimidate people.
Joseph Smith is the clerk of Circuit Court of St. Lucie County, and he explains the importance of celebrating Dr. King in America.
He found a way through sheer determination and will and perseverance to say that we shall overcome.
Smith tells us the significance Dr. King has had on his life.
I would be one of those people who wouldn't be able to say that I have my son if it weren't for him. My wife is not the same color as I am. So that's one direct way that he has changed and affected my life.
This is what Smith would say to Dr. King if he was here today.
Thank you. And I hope that we all can do our best or do better to make you proud of the sacrifices that you've made, including the sacrifice of your life for us. So thank you.
We continue to celebrate this historical figure who impacted many lives here on the Treasure Coast with several days of activities. For 88.9 FM, I'm Kenrick Thomas.